From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This fall, the federal education reform law, signed by President Bush last year, is forcing states to identify schools that are struggling. But the large numbers of schools identified as needing improvement under the No Child Left Behind Act have alarmed many state education officials. Some are questioning the accuracy of the poor grades their schools have gotten. Virginia, in particular, has complained that the new law is confusing and also counterproductive. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Teachers and parents at Maury Elementary in Alexandria, Virginia, still can't believe their school has been sanctioned by the federal government. At tonight's PTA meeting in the school's cafeteria, the dozen or so parents who've shown up say the bad publicity is a huge distraction. They've come to talk about the much-needed fundraising for a special fund to help a family with rent and medical expenses, as well as for classroom supplies, a book fair, and much more.
Last year I noticed that we contributed to the lunch fund with kids who didn't have enough money, so we'll do that again this year if need be. Admin just...
Tanya Kelly, this year's PTA treasurer, says, what's the point of shaming a school if all it does is demoralize people?
It's just the negative press that we get. It's like you're fighting an uphill battle all the time. But teachers here are great. It's a wonderful school, and it's just we have so many negative rumors out there. It's hard to get past that.
Kelly says her son, a first grader, is thriving here. For two straight years, though, fewer than half of the students have passed the state's reading and math test. That's why Maury Elementary was sanctioned. Under the new federal law, its academic progress was inadequate. Of course, when parents found out, 2 weeks before school started, 20 of them pulled their children out.
I think they should have given us another chance. I feel like we are right on track.
Christine Russello, the principal, doesn't deny Maury Elementary has struggled. She's the third principal in the last 5 years. It's been like a revolving door here. Last year, though, Maury turned a big corner. Russello says students' math, English, and history scores went up significantly. Under the No Child Left Behind Act, though, it's as if kids at Maury had not made any progress at all, says Rebecca Perry, Alexandria's public school superintendent. Perry is convinced that most of the parents who left Maury were spooked by all the negative publicity.
It was sort of a knee-jerk reaction, of course, to, oh no, the school is failing because the federal government says so, it must be true. I believe in accountability, but this is ridiculous.
Especially when the new law does not take into account all that's been done to help Maury Elementary, says Perry. This fall, class size is down to 14. The school has 3 extra reading specialists and 2 new resource teachers to deal with absenteeism and discipline issues.
The bad part with Maury was we'd already gone to a great deal of effort to hire a whole new staff. We're paying every teacher a bonus to go the extra mile, and we'd already started making great progress.
80% of the children who attend Maury live in poverty. Most are bused in from one of Alexandria's largest public housing projects. Many start school already behind in basic skills, some so far back that it takes years for them to catch up to meet Virginia's unusually high academic standards. Mark Christie, who just stepped down as president of Virginia's State Board of Education, says the No Child Left Behind Act expects dramatic improvement, or else. And that, says Christie, punishes states that are trying to push kids to meet higher academic standards gradually.
No Child Left Behind is not helping us at all. In fact, on the contrary, No Child Left Behind is undermining the cause of standards and accountability because its rating system is so perverse and so irrational that it is shaking public confidence in the whole cause of standards and accountability.
The government's formula for adequate yearly progress, says Christie, is a bogus measurement of school quality. After all, he says, Virginia's fourth graders had the second highest gains in math nationally last year. And even with an increase in non-English speaking students, reading scores are also up overall. And yet nearly half of Virginia schools are not meeting the federal guidelines for adequate yearly progress. U.S. Department of Education officials say the problem is that the state of Virginia is not testing everybody. Under the new law, every school must test 95% of its students, including disabled and non-English-speaking children. It must also break down test scores by race, ethnicity, and income. If 40% or more of the children in any one of these groups does not pass the state's reading and math tests, the entire school fails.
Some of what Virginia does needs to change. They have not been testing limited English proficiency kids. They've been letting them opt out for a number of years.
Gene Hickok is U.S. Under Secretary of Education.
A lot of states, I'm not sure about Virginia, have ignored places where districts go out of their way to not have to assess those children because their scores bring down the average score in the district or in the school. And this is a law that says, no, you must test them.
Hickok says you cannot close the huge achievement gap between low-income and wealthy kids or the gap among black, white, and Latino students if you don't test them. If there is a gap, says Hickok, parents have a right to know what their school is doing about it.
But I would venture the guess that part of the reason parents don't know who to trust with regard to the status of their school is because you have some people at the state level going around saying, don't trust this, trust this. That doesn't help parents make good decisions. It doesn't accomplish anything except undermine confidence in everything.
Tonight's PTA meeting at Maury Elementary is winding down. It's nearly 10 p.m. and parents look tired. Whether it's because of the new law or in spite of it, most of them sound confident that the school will get off the so-called failing schools list. Andrew Kelly says he and his wife aren't going to dwell on it, though, and they're not going to abandon their school.
We're building from the ground up. We have a cohesive group of parents. Our children are learning. We're not afraid we're going to stay. And we've all stayed.
Kelly has already ordered hundreds of stickers that read, I'm the proud parent of a Maury Elementary School student. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.